views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the Alien Cyborgs, Geeks Meet Geek cast members, and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of any of the partners of AlienCyborgs.com. This podcast is intended for mature audiences due to its use of adult language, sexual situations, violence, and reference to alcohol and drug use. Listener discretion is advised.
Transmitting from the secret hideout, somewhere down deep below the sewers of Los Angeles, California. You're listening to the Alien Cyborgs Geek Speak Geek Podcast with your hosts, Patrick Bishop Estrada, Peter the Swordsman Tulio, and Jet Black Olano. Now stop downloading all those pirated movies, you're fucking with our bandwidth.
Alright, Happy New Year's fuck faces.
Happy New Year's. This is gonna be the best year ever.
It's the last year,
so it's gotta be the best year.
You know, if the fucking, if we in the 20th century invented computers and fucked up the calendar on that, what do you think the chances are maybe that, you know, the same thing happens to the Mayans?
Yeah. But then the Egyptians too. And the Chinese.
Oh, whatever. They didn't all do shit.
They all have the same end date.
Whatever.
They all have the same calendar with the same end date.
They all ran out of ink.
They all ran out of ink.
All right. Well, today, what's today? Today is Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Happy Friday the 13th.
For you horror fans.
Yeah, I was going to say
horror
fans. Wait, which one was that? Friday the 13th was Freddy.
Jason Voorhees.
Oh, Jason lived.
And his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy bitch that she was.
Yeah. Freddy lived on Elm Street.
Yes. Jason is Crystal Lake.
Crystal Lake.
Michael Myers was Halloween.
There's a Crystal Lake here in L.A.
Yeah, County. Up in the mountains.
Up in the mountains. I actually Boy Scouted there when I was like 10.
All right,
when Captain Crystal Lake.
So
that fucking freaked me out.
We were at Alien Cyborgs, and who we got here?
That's you.
No, that was me.
That was you.
Alien Cyborgs are...
Peter Tulio over here.
Peter the Swordsman Tulio, Jet Black, and...
Pat Bishop Estrada.
That's kind of like, come on. Give me some pep on. That's your first time on the fucking air.
Hey, Patrick Bishop Estrada!
You know what? We'll just use that soundbite then. For now on.
Yeah, today's Friday the 13th. It's not a Friday. It is a Friday the 13th, but it's an anniversary of
the
Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. Anybody know what happens today? What happened today that made today so fucking...
I know now because you told me, and I'm not going to take that away from you, so why don't you tell us?
Thanks.
Well, Jet, according to you that I just heard.
I didn't look it up in Wikipedia, so...
Well, Pat, you said you knew some things about it, so what's what with the what?
Well, back in the day, hold on.
We're talking like 100 years ago.
No, like even further back in the day.
Wow, like 150 years ago.
Like, I don't know, how long ago was that?
Wow, you're the one that told me my numbers were wrong.
I don't know the actual dates, to tell you the truth. But back in the day, there was this pope who, you know, the Knights Templar.
Okay,
you know,
we've
all heard of the Knights Templar.
1118.
We all know who the Knights Templar, right? They're the guys who helped lead the Crusades into the Holy Lands to, you know, spread Christianity.
That's not what they did.
Yeah, they did.
No.
Well, they were part of the Crusades.
They were part of the Crusades
and
in that.
They protected the pilgrimage. The pilgrims who were going from place to place.
They were a warrior set of fucking priests. So they're a dual class. So they have to roll.
Well,
they would like
they were landowners and shit like that too. Because they weren't all priests.
No, they couldn't be landowners. That's
they were.
The
that's they why they got. Be. That's why they got kicked out because they were starting to become wealthy.
Each and every knight could not own a piece of land.
Individually,
they couldn't own a piece
land,
of land.
According
the
to
Knights Jet. Templar, as like an incorporation, started acquiring, given to them by other like other nobles, other people. But they took a vow of poverty. They took a vow of chastity. So now, not only are they poor, they're horny as fuck. Because they can't
all
have
got giant swords.
Yeah,
well, killing farmers.
And they're warrior priests. Yeah. That's really what
the documentary that I saw, because I saw a documentary recently.
Wait, on the History Channel?
Yeah.
Because they're totally accurate.
Yeah, no. that
all the time. I saw a documentary on it, and they were talking about that one of the reasons why they were told to... they were executed on Friday the 13th was because of they were acquiring too much wealth and influence in the land.
Yeah, influence,
you know,
for
because,
sure.
Because they're being
sure.
paid to protect these pilgrims on their way from... Place to place.
But why wealth?
The bank.
Pete actually brought up a good point, which is true. That's not any things that I put up for us to look at, but they did start the first kind of banking system. Since they were guarding the throughputs from one country to another, you know, it's like, you give us your money, we'll give you a voucher, you can go meet.
And when it gets there, you'll have the same amount of money to minus a little fee. They're the first bankers, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. You
know? And then we also talked about, you have the, they're still around.
Why is Friday the 13th a bad day? We haven't even like gotten to why it's a bad thing.
It's unlucky.
Well, it's unlucky if you're a fucking Knight Templar.
Yeah.
I mean, for you and I, it's
unlucky 13, you know, or that.
Yeah, why is number 13 unlucky? 1307, King Philip, King of France, Pope Clement V, combined to get these freaking warrior monks out. Because, yeah, you're right. They're starting to get too much influence of the people. They were starting to amass riches. They had rumors that they had, you know, the Ark of the Covenant, fucking Holy Grail, all the other shit that fucking Indiana Jones was after.
So what do you think about that? Is that all conspiracy or a story or legend or myth or what?
Is there
any fact to that?
I don't like conspiracy theory.
Do you think it's conspiracy theory?
I'm more of an alternative historian.
Okay, well, let's look at the historical facts, things that we know that exist. Because, you know, recently in North America, they actually, around, like, Michigan, the lakes areas, there was this, because of all the changes in climate and shit like that, there's some receding shoreline.
Sure.
A rock was recently discovered back dating toward the Knights Templar days that have inscriptions talking about the Knights Templar and a pilgrimage to a new land in order to protect a secret. You know, and this was inscribed in, like, ancient, like, some kind of language that it's not common, you know. Some farmer out there would not be able to write
this. Sure. I mean, this
and it was discovered by a farmer.
This goes back from the 11th century to the 13th century. That's 200 years of...
And that's what it dates back to. And it's like, and that's here in North America talking about the Knights Templar. So it's like, you know, what secret are they protecting? Like,
why? It could have been an early Mason. It could have been an early Mason.
Right, in the 16th. But again, like, we talked about the Masons, you know, they...
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. They created a whole secret society, a whole secret cult, you know, Skull and Bones, the Masons, fucking Illuminati, whatever, whatever, whatever. There's all manner of fucking secret societies. Cut it short, the fucking Pope and a king were like, fuck these dudes, they're priest warriors, they've got too much influence, they've got fucking banking down, they got the Holy Grail, they got fucking Ark of the Covenant, all the other shit that Indiana Jones is looking for.
They got powers.
Fucking.
So got God on their side.
So basically, what happened to the Knights Templar is exactly what happened to the Jedi.
Yes. Oh, nice one.
Ooh, good segue.
High five. Yeah. so pretty much that was it. They
Order 66.
They got corralled in one spot. And
it was Order 66, basically.
It was Order 66 on the Knights Templar, on the Jedi Knights of Templar.
Yep, Jedi Knights of Temple, yeah. They got wiped it out.
Yeah, so they...
Today, 705 years ago.
Yeah, 705 years ago, they had him, they got him, they tortured him, they made him confess to, like, all manners of heresy, you know, fucking Satanism.
Now, you gotta understand, though, these are warrior priests that all of a sudden are confessing to these crimes of heresy and Satanism. What the fuck were they doing to these guys that made them go from innocent to, like, yeah, I did it?
That's I'm about to go medieval on his ass.
Yeah, come
on,
dude. Give me some shit.
They got Marcellus Wallace on his ass, dude.
They did. They called a couple of hard
pipe hitting brothers.
Yeah, and they fucked them all.
Go to work on the homes here.
Yeah,
and back then there was no humanitarian type of
no.
That word actually probably didn't even exist.
Yeah. Pipe hitting means that they would hit you
with a pipe. Literally.
Yes.
They weren't doing freaking crack,
no
crack
tearing off then, your fingernails and feeding them to you, and like,
so that's hardcore shit, dude. And then at the end of the day, they burned them all alive at the stake, and you know, squashed the Knights Templar, which happened on Friday the 13th, which is why at the end of the day, Friday the 13th is considered a bad day.
Unlucky day.
Hey guys, Jet here. Peter and I just got back from Comics vs. Toys. It's the biggest little comic shop in town. Comics vs. Toys is located in Eagle Rock at 1613 Colorado Boulevard. They got the latest in titles, trades, arts, and posters. They got all the new stuff and some of the old stuff that goes way back to the 60s. Comics vs. Toys will buy, sell, and trade comic books. And they also offer 20% off of the cover price on back issues every day. They have all your favorite toys from Marvel, DC, Star Wars, and all other manner of geeky goodness. You want it, they got it. Or they can get it.
Matt and Tracy will also have your comics for you stored in bags and boards and waiting for you and ready when you get there. So stop in and say hi to the guys over at Comics vs. Toys at 1613 Colorado Boulevard in Eagle Rock. Their store hours are Sunday through Monday, 12 to 7, Tuesday from 12 to 5, and Wednesday through Saturday from 12 to 8. Make Comics vs. Toys your one-stop shop for comics and collectibles. You know them. They're the comic shop with the cowl dressed up as Spider-Man on their roof.
Then you got the fucking Voorhees. Out of all the monsters out there, I think Jason and Mike Myers were probably the best overall as far as like, they're gonna fuck you up regardless of what the fuck you were doing. They didn't give a shit about.
Because they were the slow walkers. And that's kind of the fucked up part is they were the slow walkers.
They were the slow walkers, right? They weren't the conversationalists, you know, but they were also the fucking sneak attack guys. Like, yeah. You didn't quite know when they were gonna get you. Like, you thought you walked through the forest, you know, and I was like, shh, shh. And then you don't hear it for another 5 minutes and you're like, you forget about it. You keep walking on and all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're getting some. You know, you're getting...
Well, that's always, just it. That's it when you're naked, which is why yeah, I got my titties. Like, I probably didn't have sex all that much because I got naked.
That was like, dude, trust me, I thought twice about having sex in the forest. In the woods, yeah, because it's just because of that whole thing. It's like, you know what? I'm tempting fate.
Yeah,
you
know? I'll be honest. I never thought about that when I was boning. What I did think about was catching AIDS from anybody and anything.
Because that was a big thing when.
Yeah.
When
oh my god. Yeah. I actually okay. The movie that I saw the other day was
get the AIDS
with the AIDS.
Yeah. Get the AIDS.
I saw a movie the other day called "Good Old Fashioned Orgy." It's got Jason Sudeikis, a lot of SNL type people in there, good comedians. One of the things they said, which really hit home, I didn't even think about it. They were like, "Our generation is a bunch of fucking pussies." Because we have AIDS. We had to worry about AIDS growing up. Like, our parents, they were freaks, man. They fucking had sex all over the place.
Fucking free love, kids today, bro.
Kids today are fucking, like, you know, they're filming themselves having sex. They're having sex parties. They're doing all this kind of shit. We didn't get that shit because we had fucking AIDS. Everybody's gonna get AIDS.
It's so fucking so true, man.
It was like, oh, you were scared. It's like, yeah, you did it, but you were so scared. People were getting AIDS tested. I remember seeing the movie Kids. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the passenger seat of my buddy's car. Driving home, and I'm just shaking back and forth. Like, I got AIDS, man.
I got AIDS.
I didn't think I'd had sex with like one girl. We were both each other's firsts, and it was protected. I got AIDS.
I'm still that paranoid about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because growing up in that time frame, you were that paranoid about it.
Everybody's got AIDS. Yeah,
it's so very true. Mm-hmm. It's a
scary.
Before all they have is fucking herpes and gonorrhea and shit.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? Okay, it sucks to get herpes. I would never want to get herpes. But let's say you did get herpes.
That shit stays with you forever.
Yes,
dude.
But then what do? You just go to the support group and you date girls
that with, herpes. With herpes.
And those chicks and are probably hot.
Pretty hot.
And put out like motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Now you're in their league. Yeah. You are in their league. Some ex playmate porn star.
So you just
she's
go
like
bare
found
pickle.
Jesus, but she's got herpes. And fuck it, that's all about you.
Amen, brother.
But yes. You hit on a major point, though. Kids nowadays, they are fucking crazy.
I'm gonna say like, no, kids nowadays, I'm gonna take that away. We were crazy too. Every generation.
Yeah, but I mean,
no, but not on the level of the kids nowadays.
Yeah,
these kids are like having
internet.
Like straight up foam naked parties, dorm room parties. Like they're
but we had that shit too. I'm sorry. It's a fact that we're older now, and we are in the age that we could have kids. You guys have kids. So you're thinking like, oh,
my
shit.
Kids going to dorm.
The shit that I used to do that I thought was awesome, I can't have my daughter and son doing that. That's horrible.
No, I actually don't give a shit that she does that. The only thing that I care about is that she doesn't get bullied into sex and, you know, like doing it. Like, if she
by the way, nobody
it,
gets bullied into sex. It's called rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you yell
surprise.
After.
No. You have to yell surprise before. It's the law. If you wait till after, that's rape.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, you yelled surprise too late. That's rape. So going to
anyway,
first.
Anyway.
Yes.
Insert.
Anyway, exactly. So fucking Friday 13th, horror. I really didn't buy those guys. It just bummed me out because it's like, there he is again. And then would run like 100 yards. And then
Jason?
Yeah, and then he would show up again. Like, oh, and then fucking run another 100 yards. And
but there was a mystery of that, though. It's like, one, how do you do it? It's just a man. You know, yeah. how do you get there so fast?
Well, he doesn't get there fast. That's the thing. It's like,
but he's a slow walker, but he's still like, they're sprinting, and he's still there, though.
No, but yeah. At that point in time, I jump in a plane, I fucking go to Spain, I'm having some wine, I'm fucking watching the bullfights, and all of a sudden, dude, out of nowhere, there's fucking Jason coming up the steps after me again, so I fly to Hawaii. Yeah. 2 years later, motherfucker comes walking out of the ocean. Fuck.
I have to say, also, the whole Friday the 13th thing, it's some white boy shit. And I can say that.
Because you're a white boy?
Because I'm a white boy. If you go to a location, any location, and people start dying, get the fuck out of that location.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
And it's like, yeah. Why the fuck? I mean, it's okay, you know you're at this camp, and people are dying there. One person dies.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
No, you know what?
I don't investigate that shit.
I love that shit, dude, because a twig snaps.
I have to go home.
Yeah. You know what, though? In all the Friday the 13th, there was always one X factor that made it impossible to leave.
We can't leave because we put a deposit down.
The stoner took the car.
Oh, we can't lose our deposit.
The stoner took the car and, like, so Jason got him on the road and the car flipped over.
No, you walk. You walk then.
Yeah, but that's just the thing. That's the fucked up thing. So you run. You're running all day. You run from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. This motherfucker is just...
I think as soon as you reach the lake,
he's shuffling down the fucking
street. Loses interest? Think Jason will lose interest? Like, he has a parameter?
Jason has only been three places in his life. Crystal Lake, Manhattan, and space.
And space!
That's it.
Space, motherfucker.
Space. This is a big planet that you could... You don't have to go to
Manhattan. I've never been to space, and I'm alive. How did Jason get to space?
You know, I'm sure he's like a vampire. Like, as long as he has a jar of water from Crystal Lake...
Yes.
Then he can, like, stick his finger every once in a while.
Go wherever
he wants. Yeah, like a vampire has to have that dirt and shit and, like, you know...
Yeah.
So what's that vial on his neck? It's his power. Go for the neck. Go for the neck.
He's like, haha, I put the fake dirt on my neck. The real dirt's on my butt.
Okay, so...
Because I'm smart like that. Hadouken!
Geek Speak Podcast. Speak out
with your geek out.
Friday 13th. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to whom? Any notes of interest?
Oh, yeah, you wrote them down.
I did write them down. Hey, today is Orlando Bloom. Born today, 1977. He's 34 years old. Orlando Bloom. Dude, he's Legolas in... Three of the Lord of the Rings. Oh, yeah, man. Lord of the Rings and Pirate. He's in The Hobbit.
Yes, okay. The Hobbit.
So he'll have been in like at least four or five.
He's very prominent in The Hobbit, actually.
The greatest fucking stories ever.
They interact with him in the forest. There's like a whole thing.
And Will Turner. Will Turner in three.
Coming back.
Is he coming back in the fifth one?
Yes. It's all about Will Turner and Keira Knightley's coming back as well.
So is it going to be about the black, the Flying Dutchman?
Davy Jones, yeah. Well, that's him. Unless they fuck it up.
Prequel?
They fuck it up somehow or they do a prequel.
Oh, good. That's something we should look up for the future. Nicole Eggert today.
Love her tits.
Charles in Charge. Love her tits. She just got those. Remember? Because Charles in Charge, she was flat. She was pretty girl, but she was still flat.
Speaking of Charles in Charge, that show always bothered me from jump because of how it started.
How did it start?
It started midway through the show. On the West Coast, we got that show when one family was leaving and one family was coming in. That show played for like 2 years somewhere else. And like that whole family that was there first, like they had a whole couple seasons.
You sure about that?
Positive. Because me and Ian looked it up. Because I was like,
fuck,
that always bothered me. I was like, because I saw the first show because I was watching Popeye. The old dude would draw.
Tom Hatton on the Family Film. No, before the Family Film Fest, he would do the Popeye thing.
Yeah, and then Charles and Charlie. I remember when it premiered because I was like, it was Chachi. I was like, yeah, I want Chachi show.
Yeah, sure, it's Chachi, the Chachi show.
And then it picked up, and I was like, I was confused from jump. I was like, did I miss the show? Like, because one family was moving out, and they had this whole rapport going with Chachi. And the new family was coming in, and Nicole Eggert had no tits, but was still hot.
Chachi, the fucking Coxman.
Yes. Now, you're still blowing my mind, though.
He's a fucking
Coxman. How could a national show...
Now, case in point, check this out. Okay. Married with Children, right? Mm. We saw it, Married with Children, when Bud Bundy was very young.
Sure. You know?
Yeah.
That's not the case for the whole nation. The whole nation got the show when he was like 16 years old, when he was like Grandmaster B.
Oh, Bedwetter B?
Yeah, because it got. That's when it went nationwide. It was only on the West Coast for a while.
Here's a little factoid. The Baroness. Have you seen?
Crazy, huh?
Have you seen the Baroness's tattoos on her wrist?
Yeah.
You know what they say?
No.
She's got one that says "Whoa," and on the other wrist it says "Bundy." She goes "Whoa, Bundy," and she's got fucking "Whoa, Bundy."
That is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Fucking the Baroness, dude.
If my daughter came home with a tattoo. And I would almost beat her, except if it said "Whoa Bundy."
The other one says "Brunch." She's got
brunch. Yeah, she'd get a beating for that.
Whoa Bundy.
But Whoa Bundy.
Yeah, so that's how guest TV shows work. You know, they test.
Yeah, I guess they test market them in a local area. I mean, that's true because like Elvira was only kind of like here.
I want to know what shows the other parts of the country get that we don't. And you know what? No, I don't.
No,
it's ABC Family crap.
It could be local, something from Minnesota where like the Cheeseheads, you know, where it's like, we don't understand.
No, but
you don't get the jokes.
Speak funny.
What's a clam bake?
Wow, there's a lot of snow everywhere.
What's a clam bake?
So Charles and Charlie went to Baywatch. So that's where you got the boobs that you like so much.
I love those boobs.
Baywatch.
You know, I'm so anti-fake boobs.
I don't care. Fake, real. Because I've had them both. And you know what? They really are aesthetic.
Really?
They're aesthetic, and they're for play.
So are those real or fake that you have right now?
These are all real, baby. These are all real.
It's all natural.
Okay, Patrick Dempsey, birthday today.
No. The fucking nerdy boy who became the handsome man, huh?
Yeah, the nerdy boy. With the
Seriously, dude.
And became like
pizza
a handsome
boy,
dude.
Pizza boy.
Yeah, can't buy me love. And now he's a doctor.
I'm dreamy.
Yeah, now he's a fucking doctor, and all the girls think he's dreamy.
Bit bony. I can't wait till I get to what is he 45? I can't wait till I'm 45. I'm gonna like
not
yeah.
for you.
I got my fingers crossed.
He
gave me hope.
We would already be turning.
It's already happening. Look at this. I don't work for this. This happens all on its own. I don't lift the weight.
Yeah, dude. Chicks love fucking
Patrick. Fucking
Patrick can't buy me
pizza
love.
Delivery Dempsey boy
doing the fucking Ethiopian anteater fucking dance with the fucking thing.
Okay, love them.
Seth Green was in that fucking movie too. Can't Buy Me Love.
Yes,
he got parted on in the face.
Speaking of Seth Green, did you guys ever see Airborne? That's another obscure movie.
That just came out a couple years, like three, four years ago.
No, it was like one of his first movies with Jack Black was in that movie.
No.
One of Jack Black's first movies.
You know, one of Jack Black's first movies too is one of my all-time favorite movies. I didn't know it until I saw the director's director cut.
What?
No, fucking True Romance.
Get the fuck out.
Where? Yeah. Okay, so you know the scene, she comes in with a popcorn, right?
Yeah.
And he's sitting there watching
the movie
Street Fighter, Sister Street Fighter, Return.
Yeah. Sister Street Fighter, right.
So she spills the fucking popcorn on him. We know this whole thing, brushes it off his cock.
Right.
But they start talking in the fucking movie theater. The movies end, and they're still chit-chatting, talking. Mm-hmm. The usher comes down the aisle and is like, okay, you guys, you gotta go. And fucking sure enough, it's Jack Black, dude.
So is it with the extended edition?
Yeah, the extended.
Did he actually do the dance?
No, he didn't do the Jack.
I was like, wow.
I was like, fuck. He's like, Dirk just said, go with it, huh?
Yeah, no, I
go with the kid.
You know, Jack Black. Like,
I love Jack Black.
I don't love him
because his name rhymes with him.
No, it's not even that. It's that whole fucking. It's all that fucking.
He's fucking great. You see him on the fucking.
Rap, you know, it's all that.
The Wubby Wubbies. What was that TV show with the green thing and the striggly arm thing?
He was so funny in
the
Fatties,
kids,
though.
The little kids love it.
He was good
right?
in Fatties. Teletubbies.
It's like the modern day Teletubbies.
Wubbubsy.
Something like that.
No. What the fuck? It's the one I was telling. Remember, I was telling you, we should do a fucking kids show. Why? Because it's fucking easy. And then Yo Gabba Gabba comes out.
That's the one.
With Jack Black, fucking
Elijah Wood. He's wearing a fucking orange, like, jumpsuit riding a scooter. Oh,
dude,
fucking hilarious.
Did you know fucking Biz Markie has like a weekly like Biz Markie's fucking beat of the day? That shit is fresh, dude. Yo Gabba Gabba is Fucking, you know what? Wait.
Jack, let's keep saying Jack Black.
Fucking very talented, despite what you think of
him. No, he is talented.
Him and, what's his, Tenacious D?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's no, okay. I'm not big into that.
You don't love...
I don't love Tenacious D. No, I'm one of the few... You know what? And I also don't fucking like the Ramones. Take that.
I love Tenacious D. What don't you like with Tenacious D?
Suck it, Ramones.
You know, everything about Jack Black I should like, but I don't. There's just something about him, like, he hits the fool. There's a fool nerve that he hits where I'm just like, you're a fool. And then, like, you know, like with spittle flying through my teeth, fool. Not like, you know, what's up, fool, but like, you're a fool. Like, God. And then he turns around in those tight pants and he flexes his butt cheeks and fucking Nacho Libre. Yeah. And I just fucking laugh and I just,
And you're mad that he made you laugh. Yeah. Yeah. Like, why can't I enjoy this butt?
One of the best DVDs I've ever bought was Tenacious D, The Masterpiece Works.
You know, and the thing is, I love Meatloaf. Not like the food, but the singer. And he's like the...
He's fucking, a total Meatloaf. He's a comedy version of
Meatloaf. Anyway.
And his brother, what's his name? Kyle Gass.
I don't know.
Kyle Gass is his the lead guitarist. Dude, that guy's... Both of them classically trained guitarists.
No. I'm not saying they're not talented.
They fucking jam, dude. They jam.
Okay, moving
on. It's a half... it's a comedy show, all their HBO shows, and then it's also a live concert in London.
The big concert in London.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
All the footage is from.
Worth it.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, born today.
Is that the chick from Seinfeld?
Yeah, that's Elaine.
I didn't watch Seinfeld. I hate it. That Seinfeld.
I love Seinfeld.
I
love Seinfeld.
I will punch that fucker in his face.
Why?
Don't do it. I will punch you in the face for him. I hate Seinfeld like that.
Fair enough.
Him.
But come on, you can't deny that fucking Cruiser. Used to be very Costanza.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it's very Costanza in that sense. Today, Bull. Richard Mole.
Love.
All Bull right.
From Night love Court. Night Court.
Come on, you gotta love Night Court. I love Night Court. That's one of those shows that...
That's how I knew it was time to go to sleep, when Night Court would come on.
Yeah. You wouldn't watch it.
You know what's funny about being a kid is you never owned a watch. You didn't have to.
The TV shows.
Because you knew what time it was from what was on TV.
Alpha's on 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. You know, Cosby show's on
8:30.
Yeah, you know, fucking no. 8 o'clock. Another World. 8:30.
That's what shower time. Because I just turned on.
You didn't like Another World. Mm-mm. You didn't like Lisa Bonet. Mm-mm. Ah, fucking want to Bonet her.
Bonet.
Bonet.
So, connection. Friday 13th. Orlando Bloom. Kingdom of Heaven.
So. Kingdom of Heaven. Liam Neeson. Star Wars opens this weekend.
Didn't see Kingdom.
Star Wars 3D.
You know, are you going to see
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely. With my lightsaber on, even. With my Three Little Jedi in tow.
Episode 1 in 3D?
Yes.
So it can suck in 3D?
I'm going to watch all of Jar Jar's stupidness, and me and my kids have lightsabers and turn them on and fuck with the audience.
Speaking of, are you going to the Star Wars celebration, Star Wars thing in Santa Ana?
Yes. Absolutely.
We'll cover that beforehand.
Yes. And hopefully by then I should have my Boba Fett helmet and my Darth Maul leather racing jacket.
Nice.
I'm going
to... Boba Maul.
But I'm actually going to get... I was thinking about getting Fett.
It'd be like one of those...
The Stormtrooper.
You switch the heads.
Yeah, the Stormtrooper. Because no, I was going to order the helmet, the Darth Maul helmet from Air Graphics.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the Boba Fett helmet and the Darth Maul helmet, because have you seen this jacket from UD Replicas? Mm-hmm. Dude, it's a full-on leather racing jacket. But when you zip it up, it's got the Darth Maul body tattoos.
Okay.
So you have his full body tattoos all over your upper body. It's fucking tight, dude. And they also have a Stormtrooper leather set.
Okay.
Looks just like the Stormtrooper armor.
Yeah.
It's white. Like, fully.
Okay. I've got another one for you.
The Captain America.
It's called Hawk Leather. But it's like all these knights and fucking Renaissance Fair shit. They do full armor in leather.
Nice.
It looks like fucking full on armor, but it's in like, you know, ox blood, or it's in all black or whatever.
Dude, but the Captain America one too. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't. That's something that's going to go up on
that's
the side.
From the World War II, from the new movie, Captain America. His outfit, they made it into a jacket.
So you leather zip it jacket.
Up, and it's got the strap thing on there, and it's got, you know, the star. Yeah,
nice.
All the World War II makeup. Oh, yeah, dude. So get a World War II helmet.
How much are those jackets? Like $300-$500?
$500-$600.
It's probably. For the geek with a job.
Yeah, the geek with a job.
Geek with a job and a bike.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When me and my girlfriend sit around in our underwear playing video games, we listen to the Geek Speak Geek podcast at AliensCyborgs.com.
Get over here!
Box office this week, top 15. Devil Inside, what is that?
That's the Possession movie. The new Exorcist.
That's the Possession.
Based on a true story.
They're all based on a true
story. We'll not be watching that because I don't want to lose sleep for a month.
Yeah, because you're a good old ex-Catholic.
And that shit happens, right?
That shit happens and I don't want any part of that.
Right there. It's like it's deeply grounded in you. You can't get rid of it. Yeah. It's like, fuck, you know what?
You can watch fucking Friday the 13th and all that. Sure. It's fun, but as soon as you bring the devil into it, you're like,
done. That shit you can't control. That shit you can't control. Speaking of which, Jack's wearing a Diablo t-shirt right now.
I am wearing a devil head t-shirt.
That's kind of funny. Yeah.
But Mark, my brother Mark, for the first time, posted it on Facebook last week. He's like, so I'm going to watch 1977 digitally remastered Exorcist on the advice of Lydia Fantini and my brother Jedalano, and I'm turning it up loud. This will be the first time I ever watched it.
Oh, God. What happened?
Hey, dude.
Freak him out?
Yeah, totally.
See, that the thing about horror movies, though, the thing about horror movies, it's all about sound. You have to have proper sound when you watch a horror movie because the director and the editors and the sound designers, they all work together to make that shit happen. And if you take out that one element, you lose a lot of the suspense and the element. Because I watched The Ring for the first time in the theaters. Scared the fucking bejesus out of me. Like, I had to go home, right? And I got a pirated copy of it. And I took it to school when I was going to LA Film School. And we played it in the theater, but we didn't have the sound on all the way. We had one of the channels off.
Oh,
it was so whack, dude. And was it
the special effects channel? So you had the audio, the music.
We had everything going, but there was like a channel that was missing, and it was just so done, you know. And I was like, I can't. And people were like, yeah, this kind of sucks. And I was like, you know what? There's something off. It was the sound.
Yeah.
And we cranked that sound up, and people were jumping in their seats.
Thing is, fucking Mark sees The Exorcist at 30 something.
34, right?
Yeah. I saw that shit when I was 11.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I was like 7 when I saw that movie.
Yeah. I still. It's only taken me. When it gets all
black.
Now.
When she gets all black in that face.
I can't. I couldn't sleep in the light. I couldn't sleep without a light for. Until I was in my 30s, dude.
Yeah.
That shit's true. That shit is true. Actually.
So Dublin Side number one. Number one this week.
That thing looks freaky though, because I was watching. I watched a 2-minute trailer on it. And it's when it's about this girl whose mom is possessed and she has to go witness some possessions because the church is not approving her mom's exorcism. You have to get exorcism approved by the Vatican.
Sure.
You have to be sanctioned or else it doesn't happen.
Sure.
But there's this underground little sect of priests that will do the exorcism because they know the fact that there's so many requirements that they have to go through. If you miss one of these check marks, you don't get your exorcism. But if you get 9 out of 10...
That's close enough.
Close enough. So these priests are doing their godly duty and going on to doing these exorcisms.
Nice.
But shit goes bad. And they go in there with doctors because they hook them up with heart monitors and all that shit because, dude, this fucking scene, and it's this great CG, has this girl like in a pretzel, dude. Like her arm is like wrapped around her head, right?
Yeah.
And her leg is like flipped over this way, dude. And like starts talking some like Latin language, dude. And the girl walks in and she looks up at her and is like, Isabel. Like, I don't even know my name. You know, it's like...
Me, you, same.
Yeah, dude. It's like... Basically, the spirits start jumping from people inside of that room, and you just see people flying all over. It's fucking freaky, dude.
Did you see the Winona Ryder movie where she was kind of like, she was possessed at one point in time, and now she's like, she's sexist.
Numbers?
Stigmata?
No, not Stigmata.
With a number? Something to do with numbers.
I know what you're talking
about. Anyway, there's this one scene where this guy's possessed, and they look at him. And the devil takes him and bends him over backwards and threw him like crack, crack, crack.
Yes.
And I was just
in
like,
the hallway.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, dude, that's fucking awesome. So okay, good. Devil at number one. 33 right. million. Gross this weekend. Number two, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol. I have no desire.
I neither, dude.
Tom Cruise
I've
never
is so
seen,
worn out.
I haven't seen one of them.
To me, Tom Cruise is done.
I haven't seen one of those. I haven't seen any of the Bournes either.
Oh, those are great. Those are great.
Yeah, I get it. It's an American James Bond kind of. It's better than James Bond. I just
fucking
can't get around
Matt Damon.
I don't buy
it. Said best in the 4-year version when he says like, I thought Matt Damon was like a Streisand, but he kicks ass in this movie.
But that's just it. Like, I don't buy it.
He's fucking good.
I don't
dude.
Buy it.
Get
fucking
ass.
Met it. I met Matt
Damon.
I met Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Fucking one of the nicest cats. You know, he looks like Matt Damon. You know, you meet some stars and you're like, but that same night, I met Angelina Jolie, Matthew McConaughey, Penelope Cruz, Joel Silver.
Where were you?
Orgy.
Yeah, I was at a Hollywood orgy. He was
sucking cock in some bathroom.
Yeah.
It was a glory hole off the 5 freeway and like... it was a good night. But
like... Oh, and Billy Bob Thornton.
Definitely a glory hole.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie doesn't look fucking a thing like herself in real life. But fucking... Matthew McConaughey. Matt Damon? He's right there.
Well, Matt Damon.
This is Hollywood, baby. We're in L.A. This is the city of angels, bro.
And it's a glory hole.
And it's a glory hole off the 5.
Off the 5.
She's the fucking nicest guy, bro. And I guess because since I met him and he was a super nice guy, I don't buy him being...
Just see the first one. See the first one and you'll be hooked because there's two more that are even better than the first one.
Although he was so great as better. Amazing Mr. Ripley.
And his other guy, the counterpart guy from American Beauty, the cocksucker military Nazi.
Oh yeah.
He's actually really good too.
He's a really good
actor. He's a really good actor and he's in all the Bourne movies, so he plays his nemesis. Right. So
number 3, Sherlock Holmes, The Game of Shadows.
Anybody great fucking movie. Yeah.
Seen that?
I want to see it, haven't seen it yet.
I've seen it.
I've heard so many people crapping on that movie and I'm like, you know what? No.
It's everyone who doesn't like Guy Ritchie. Because it's very Guy Ritchie.
Oh, so fucking good. It's like Snatch. Sherlock Holmes and Snatch got thrown together.
But it's better than Snatch.
It's way better than Snatch. It's Sherlock Holmes. It's the first movie. Brilliant fucking
movie. Okay, have you seen the first movie?
I did, yes.
Okay, you know how
Spoilers.
You know how he analyzes, like, he's like, gouge to the eyes. Yeah. To the same. Punch to the
lip. I love that.
It's cool. Yeah. I love that.
That's good.
But he does it like 8 more times in this movie.
But you know what, though?
No.
It pays off. Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
Actually, I saw it.
You didn't think that was a payoff?
The last one.
That's the whole point of
the
it.
The last one.
That's why it's the rule of eights. It's a perfect directorial.
Rule of threes, rule of fours.
There's a rule of three and the rule of eight in film. Dude, you do it three times or eight times, and it's an intentional gag.
He doesn't do it 8 times.
It's done a lot.
He does it twice.
It's done like 6 times.
He does it once when he fights, and then he does it at the very end.
He does it. No, he did it more than that. He did it more than that. I think there was more than that. But the very end, he did.
The very end is awesome. Anyway.
But the payoff was there.
It's good. He does it a couple more times, and it's kind of. After a while, it's kind of like that. It's like bullet time.
Spoiler alert. It gets slipped on him, though. And that's the best part of it all. It's like you're so used to seeing, and you see it come to fruition.
Yeah, oh my god, it's
every
so
single
good.
Time, right?
It's so good.
But then all of a sudden, it's fucking Sherlock Holmes. All of a sudden, but then you fucking jump into the other Moriarty's mind, and it's like he's a genius as well. And he says it's like,
after this, yeah, that's it.
And he flips on him. He's like,
It's playing at the Highland 3, cheapy, $3. So we can go watch it still.
Nice.
That's where we're starting to. Watch all our up-to-date movies, upper-to-date movies.
Well, over at the Lakes in West Covina, they have it for $6 movies.
This is $3. There's 3 theaters, $3 per movie. So for the price of 1 ticket at the Cineplex, you can watch 3 movies for $9. Nice. Anyway, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, that's at number 4.
No interest.
Supposed to be really great. I'll tell you what, though. If the rest of the movie, a Fincher flick, so, you know... But the opening is fucking fantastic. Not as great as the Fincher 7 opening. 7 was a fucking amazing title sequence.
You mean the title sequence? Yeah.
Yeah. But this one's fucking awesome. Look it up. It's there. Number 5, something that we've been working on at work for too fucking long. Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked at $9 million this weekend. So Devil Inside was $33 million. Mission Impossible, $19 million. Sherlock Holmes, $13 million. Still on fucking board. Girl with Dragon Tattoo, 11. Alvin and the Chipmunks, 9 million. Say what you want to fucking say. I've seen it enough times. It's a great fucking movie. In that realm.
Yeah.
You know, for what it is, it's a great fucking movie. War Horse, number 6. War Horse at 8 million. I've seen this fucking far too many times already at work. Very good. Very Emma Watson. Very fucking British. Very drama. It's a chick flick.
British love their horses.
Oh, they do. Chick flick, but another chick, a chickier flick, is We Bought a Zoo, which is number 7.
You know what? I was
Matt Damon again. Matt Damon.
I was laughing at that because I was listening to a Pandora radio ad, and it totally, like, basically dissed the movie. It was like, yeah, I really didn't care too much about the movie, but the soundtrack is fantastic.
Is it?
And that's exactly like almost verbatim what the ad is about. It's like, I didn't really care too much about. Say what you want about the movie. But the soundtrack's fantastic.
Tintin, number 8.
animated movie.
Yeah, $6 million. I'm kind of over animated movie. DreamWorks? Did you see any of it? Have you seen any of it?
I think I've gotten to the point of being over the animated flicks from DreamWorks, especially.
It's too clean.
They put out so much. So much. But some of it's like hit, some of it's like great.
Well, come on. I mean, Jack Black, Kung Fu Panda.
That's good stuff.
That's fantastic.
Have you seen his show?
No.
I think he's doing the voice for the actual animated TV show.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they have a lot of original talent.
That's the best thing
about it. And it sounds great, dude. It was making me laugh. I was watching with the kids the other day.
Number 9 is something I want to see. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
See that 5 times fast.
No. I could barely say it once. But this might be Gary Oldman's Academy nod.
Finally?
Yeah, that's...
He needs a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mams, over one of our correspondents in Vegas, told me about this.
What's your favorite Gary Oldman flick of all time? Roll.
Oh, dude.
Not flick, roll, but roll.
Roll.
Because...
Drexel.
Yeah. Drexel. Fucking Drexel, man.
Mine is The Devil in the BMW film.
Yeah, that's great. That's fucking awesome.
I loved him in that. You ever seen
that?
No.
Oh, 5 minutes of just juicy fucking greatness,
fucking
dude.
Fucking juicy goodness. Oh. Like, you bite into it and it's all directed
it's a
by
movie like on the BMW website.
Yeah, directed by Tony Scott.
Yeah.
Stars Clive Owen.
Wasn't Guy Ritchie in that one?
No, it's Tony Scott.
It was Tony Scott, okay.
Okay, so Clive Owen, fucking Gary Oldman,
James Brown,
Danny Trejo,
Godfather of Soul.
And Marilyn Manson makes an appearance.
And Marilyn Manson, yeah. And it's 5 minutes, just a 5 minute little story surrounding BMWs and these characters, and he plays the devil. And it's just fucking brilliant, dude.
And James Brown, it's awesome.
Yeah, he's like,
real brief synopsis.
Actually, don't spoil it.
It's just fucking awesome. Darkest Hour at number 10. Shout outs for number 13 for Hugo. It's supposed to be really good. I want to see that. Number 15, one of Peter fucking just went on and on about this couple weeks ago, The Muppets.
Loved it.
Really?
Oh, dude.
I heard great things about it. By from everybody who's seen it, so
the Muppets are awesome.
You know, topped it. You know, topped it.
Phenomena.
Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I saw that movie with my kids, and to tell you the truth, it is fucking uncomfortable as shit for the first half hour.
Why?
It is like watching a porno with your children. It's like a porno directed towards children. It was just really uncomfortable. You watch this poor 18-year-old girl.
Girls. Like, because really...
Boys and girls. Cause I took my son with me, too. So, it was boys. Because, one, she's Kristen Stewart. She's hot. She's a hot little thing.
Yeah.
She plays an 18-year-old who just got married. So, it's totally okay for her to try and have sex with this man. And she's trying to have sex with him for the first half hour of the movie. Wearing costumes. And that's her whole motivation for the first half hour of the movie. Is what you're watching is her getting boned. Tearing apart the room. They destroy the room, literally. The next shot is her fucking with feathers fucking flying all over the room and everything. She wants more sex, and he's afraid he's going to hurt her some more, you know? And, like, it's her just being horny fucking newlywed.
For a vampire?
For a vampire, and she's not a vampire yet. And then she gets pregnant on the first.
That's gay pregnant. No, you know what?
And then she gets pregnant, and she's a human having... And there's something wrong with the vampire story when the person who's sucking the most blood in the movie is the human.
Okay.
She drank all the blood in the movie, and she was not a vampire. She was a human.
This is very funny because this is jumping right into... That was
it to feed the baby? What?
Yeah, it was to feed... The baby basically was a hybrid inside of her and was killing her because it was feeding off of her because food wasn't doing it for her. It needed straight blood to survive. And the thing grew within like 2 weeks into full-sized, ready to deliver. She ends up dying. And this is not spoiler alert because it's books. They're in the books. She ends up dying.
Everybody reads.
Everybody read it. She ends up dying.
Is it a comic book? I don't know.
It's a novel, I think. Yeah.
It's a big...
Okay, so she dies.
So she dies, but she gets brought back to life because during the whole delivery process, he ends up biting her, but they have no fangs. They have regular people teeth. So he's biting her, and you see little bite marks all over the place, and it's venom, they call it. And this venom is basically...
This whole fucking thing is gay, dude.
It's all gay.
It's
and you know what?
Gay.
I said to my daughter, it's like, they fucking sparkle, they live in the woods, and they feed off animals. They don't drink human blood. They're
gay.
Fucking fairies.
Well, it's gay. I mean, but you know what? No offense... And I know you love True Blood.
I love True Blood.
But that shit's just as gay.
True
dude.
Blood is not gay.
Just
you,
gay.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
I've seen half an episode. I've seen half an episode. The black dude's great.
You gotta watch him.
Speaking of pregnant and fucking chick.
This is spoiler alert right here. So any Josh Wheaton, Buffy comments?
No. This is in the fucking... well, is out there.
In case people don't read.
People, yeah, again, but this is a comic book, so people read these.
I guess.
You know what's fucking crazy?
Hasn't come out yet, though. Hasn't come out yet. So, ooh, spoiler alert, because it hasn't come out yet.
Okay, cover your ears. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is pregnant. In the fucking comic book.
But I know by who?
That's just it.
She's a slut.
She's fucked two
She's a fang banger.
She's a fang banger, bro. She banged two fangs in one night. So they don't know if it's fucking Angel. They don't know if it's fucking... Who was the other
one? Spike.
Spike.
What?
Fang banger.
Lame.
Yeah.
You got, but you got to see True Blood, man.
But they're doing a movie. They're rebooting the movie. The reason why that's a good cross. You went to fucking Blood Suck Big. They're rebooting. But they want to. They've been trying to reboot Buffy for 2 years now.
Yeah. It's a mistake.
Yeah. That's a mistake. Sarah Michelle Gellar goes on record saying it was a movie. It's been made. It stars Christy Swanson. They don't need to make another one, she said in an interview with CNN on Tuesday. I think it's a horrible idea. And to try to do Buffy without Josh Whedon, to be incredibly non-eloquent, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I love
Sarah Michelle Gellar. I've always loved Buffy.
Go her.
Did you guys watch a TV show when it was out?
Yeah, here and there, but it got too much for me after a while.
When Willow went dark and all that other shit started happening with Willow and she got all powered, that's when I tuned out.
I heard a lot of people tell me I've got to give it another chance. I thought I was not a fan of it because I wanted it to go in other directions. That's it. I just wanted it to go in different directions.
Yeah.
And so for me, maybe I need to give it a fresh look without any expectations, but...
But I really want to come back to True Blood thing because that really does bother me because it is a great, first of all, graphic novel.
Yeah, I've read some of the graphic novel.
Great graphic novel.
Sure.
But then you add the element of like, you got to get past, because it's a deeper, darker story. It's like, there are vampires.
Sure.
They are vampires. They are constantly feeding on other people. Even the ones that drink the True Blood,
I get the political aspect of it. I get the
They drink the True Blood in public.
Infiltration of the human fucking race. I get it all.
Oh, dude. They got shapeshifters. They got shapeshifters. They got wizards. They got witches.
They got fairies.
They got old school fairies. They got old school fucking like... They go back to the Inquisition days and talk about witchcraft and the
burning
of the stakes.
But it's not the Inquisitor.
Oh, but dude, it's very close. She pulls... spoiler in case anyone has seen this. There's this one witch who's really powerful and she hates the fucking vampires. They're burning her at the stake as a heretic. The vampires are in the church. She starts casting a spell as she's being burned and pulls all the vampires within a 5-mile radius into the sunlight. So as she's being burned at noon, all these vampires that are in their coffins and in their priest robes get pulled out into the fucking sunlight and they start fucking bursting out into fucking flames and she's taking them out as she's going down.
That's awesome.
Dude, it's fucking brilliant, dude. That's awesome. Vampire priests? It's fucking great.
Yeah,
I've got
vampire priests in my...
You've got to see fucking True Blood. It's not Inquisitor. Not Inquisitor.
And that's kind of the reason why I don't want to because I know some of this stuff.
It tastes a little lick of Inquisitor. Yeah, no, it's in close, that sense. Close. Yeah. But the fantasy that they managed to incorporate in that, it's not cheesy. It's not the werewolves look like fucking wolves. They're slightly bigger. You know, they don't talk to each other.
That's
they shapeshift really well. They have shapeshifters that actually can change into different types of animals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, they have goddesses and gods that fucking come different planes, stuff like that, and that's what the fairies are. You know, there's actual fairy. That's what Anna Paquin on Sookie. Mm-hmm. Sookie Stackhouse, that's her name.
I saw the first
she's a fairy.
Two seasons. And I like the first two seasons. I've heard after that
it
turns
gets
into
good,
just
dude.
Gay porn.
No, dude, it gets so good. And that Jessica, the redheaded vampire girl.
Love her. Oh my god. We'll probably marry her without even knowing anything about her personality. That's how hot
so
she is.
So fucking hot, dude. Oh my god. And she gets fucking wicked evil, dude. And she's so hot as not wicked evil where she's doing bad shit, but she just doesn't give a fuck anymore. She's down for her master, you know, and down for her fucking boyfriend. She don't give a fuck. She'll tear people apart, like, to protect the people she loves.
Good?
Good.
Good. We'll be back right after these messages.
After shit.
Hey guys, Jet here. Peter and I just got back from Comics vs. Toys. It's the biggest little comic shop in town. Comics vs. Toys is located in Eagle Rock at 1613 Colorado Boulevard. They got the latest in titles, trades, arts, and posters. They got all the new stuff and some of the old stuff that goes way back to the 60s. Comics vs. Toys will buy, sell, and trade comic books, and they also offer 20% off of the cover price on back issues every day. They have all your favorite toys from Marvel, DC, Star Wars, and all other manner of geeky goodness. You want it? They got it. Or they can get it.
Matt and Tracy will also have your comics for you stored in bags and boards and waiting for you and ready when you get there. So stop in and say hi to the guys over at Comics vs. Toys at 1613 Colorado Boulevard in Eagle Rock. Their store hours are Sunday through Monday, 12 to 7, Tuesday from 12 to 5, and Wednesday through Saturday from 12 to 8. Make Comics vs. Toys your one-stop shop for comics and collectibles. You know them. They're the comic shop with the cow dressed up as Spider-Man on their roof.
Geek Speak Geek Podcast.
Yeah. So, new in video games. Pete's into this.
Oh God, yes.
Cat's not into this.
God,
at all.
I hate this.
So, Street Fighter X Tekken.
Yeah. Oh baby.
So tell me about it. All right.
So you tell me about this yesterday, and I go online to look for all the cinematic, animatic type stuff
sure,
going on. And
sure.
It looks great. Now, mind you, I buy anything Street Fighter. Love Street Fighter. I love the fighting games. Uh-huh. Big fan of the fighting games, whether it be Tekken, Street Fighter, you know, Soul Calibur.
Love Soul
Mortal
Calibur.
Kombat, any of that stuff. But, like, Street Fighter reigns supreme for me.
Why?
It's just, it's like chess.
What?
But it's chess with, like, karate.
It is not chess. It's just button-mashing stupidness, cheesy corner.
No,
get you in the corner.
Not if you know what you're doing.
Get
exactly,
you in the corner
exactly.
And keep you in the corner and use the same move over and over again until
you
figure out what to
beat
that move.
I remember at NCSoft, we broke out the Street Fighter for a couple of weeks. I don't remember you really
open-assed
at that.
I did not want to get involved in that because it's just the cheesy stupidity.
Okay, so my brother Ram.
Get him in the corner. Same Chun-Li kick to the face over and over again.
No, man, my brother
Ram. Try that on me, it won't work. I'll
dude, my brother Ram will sit here and he'll
up.
Put a fucking quarter in.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, all right, the kid's like, come on. And my brother's like, you really don't want to play me. And she's like, I'll beat you. My brother's like, all right, kid. So Ram will be like, you know, half-assing it and let the kid win the first round. So the kid gets his, like, 30
Nine.
Seconds of 25 cents worth, right?
Yeah.
Next to my brother's like, all right, here we go. And he goes, and my brother would take his hands off the controller and cross his arms. And it's not like fucking Chun-Li's going, and doing the same low kick. Like, this thing is fucking up, down, ten, you know, and Ram has his hand off the controller. Like, he knows all these moves and combos, so at a point in time, it's like, if you're not as good as he is and can counter those, game over, man. Game over, man!
At that point, it's not a game.
Yeah, dude, of course it's a game. It's not button mashing.
It's like, what's the...
Heidi was a button mashing.
I wonder what's the end game? Like, what kind of gratification do you get from that? Like, if you knowing that you can just hit these certain number of combinations, and regardless of what goes on, it's going to do its thing. And, like, great, let's say we're both as equally good.
I'll be honest,
good.
I don't know that you can step away from the...
Nasty, awesome ponage.
Fucking...
But at that point, where's the fun?
It.
Like, I've seen it too, and that's
why
it's like... That's why that game's
very,
not fun
very
to
the very, very last move, maybe you get two.
No,
you know
not,
what?
Not,
you know
not,
what?
Not that he sat there and went...
Yeah.
Like, sat
as
there
a,
for the next 30 seconds.
As a gamer, I appreciate the win and the loss just as well, because the loss pisses you off. It's like, fuck, this guy got me. But
yeah.
You can come back and you can get that guy again.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's
it's balance.
You can do that.
You know, again. But like, but you can't. If you don't know the moves, don't know the combos, you know, you're already
well, you
handicapped.
I mean, it's like chess, too. I mean, if you don't
know
what you're doing, you're going to get
but
whooped
you know,
every
but you know,
time.
Every piece has a move.
Yeah,
sure.
But, that
know,
doesn't
but
mean,
a game
yeah,
like,
it doesn't mean you know how to move them.
In
the
a
right
game
place.
Like Street Fighter, if you walk into an arcade,
yeah,
you get your ass handed to you.
Well,
you'd
I
have
mean,
to go
if
home
I, if I
and
go
have
into
to
a
do
bowling
research.
Alley, I can get my ass handed to me too.
Right.
But at least there's people I can bowl with that are on my level.
Right? I understand
know?
It, but you have to really put like
into every single character, there's so many moves. It's not like there's like they're well known moves. You know, you have to do the research and figure them out. It takes
but, a, it, your, but then your point. I don't think your point holds water. What I'm hearing is, I suck at the game. I'm not like ruling the research.
No, because so, I play the game. That's the right. thing. I played the game for years. Yeah, you know? And I know got, you're an avid gamer. I got good at it. You know, it's like when you're a gamer, you get good at games when you play them. It was just wasn't challenging at that point. It's like, look, I know I can beat this fucking guy if I do this.
Yeah,
you know, nothing he can that do guy. Can defeat me.
That guy.
And then, when it happens to you, it's like, oh, this guy's fucking knows more moves than I do. Well, this is no fun, so I'm gonna not waste my fucking quarters in playing.
That
I'm
makes
gonna,
sense.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah,
dude,
that's like a defeatist. It's like, if I go on the golf course, I'm only gonna play dudes that I can absolutely destroy.
Well, no, it's not about absolutely good, but it's the same moves that continue to beat you time and time again, no matter what combination of moves you do.
No, you can find a way to counter those moves.
Yeah, that's the thing, is being able to counter and block.
Yeah.
It's like, the reason...
If that's the case, and that was so adamant to the point, then Ram would not be able to walk away from the controller knowing that no matter what he does, no matter what that guy does,
of course.
At that point, Ram would have to get back on the controller. Oh, fuck, this guy fucking counter my move. Let me go back.
The kid was like, Ram was like...
Those games had unbeatable.
No, Ram was like 17 or 18 at the time. The kid was like 11.
What we know as we should know as game programmers and gamers, those games have unbeatable combinations.
No, they don't.
They have unbeatable combinations.
If you hit unbeatable combinations,
that's why there's a perfect meter. Because they are unbeatable. If you hit that right, you no matter what you do, you cannot beat it. That's the combination of the role.
Okay, if you allow somebody to get into that,
it's not what you. No, you have no control over that. I have control over that.
Yes, you do.
If I hit the right combination of buttons,
I have it to gives allow me, you to get that first hit in.
That would be a totally unbalanced game.
Yeah, there's no way.
And that's why I don't like those games. I feel they're unbalanced because
you couldn't hit it because it's a total.
Chess is an unbalanced game because some people are so good at it that they can just destroy it.
The programmers there. That's one of their main concerns, is to have a well balanced game.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day of Pac-Man where you could do all kinds of stuff and then you could fucking hide in this one corner, go, get a fucking soda, a slice of pizza at the fucking concession stand, go pee, come back, and all the fucking ghosts are still not, you know, didn't know where you're at.
That's a bug.
It's a bug. So, but dude, they've got QA, they've got fucking game designers to make sure that the game is balanced. Your point is valid if the person that you're playing with isn't on your level. But if you have two dudes who are like, I'm going to go with my A game. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, fuck, you blocked the game. I'm going to go with my B attack now. And you try doing like a low throw.
But that's the... Street Fighter is the only game I have that issue with. Because I will play Mortal Kombat. I have Mortal Kombat, the latest Mortal Kombat.
Right.
You know? And that like game Mortal is Kombat not so much like the Street Fighter is in that sense of the unbeatable combinations that, you know... Because also, the other way thing about
like,
the modern time that we live in right now, you know... With the matching service, I don't know if you guys play online, the PS3s or Xbox Live or stuff like that. They match you with your skill set.
Yeah.
Right? So you're never ever playing somebody like I would never play Ram, basically, right? Or some noob wouldn't play me, kind of thing.
Sure.
You know, so and like I said, like Street Fighter frustrates the piss out of me still. Because I'll play guys in my fucking same skill set bracket, but they're doing that same fucking thing that I cannot, you know, it's a perfect beat.
Which is why they have this whole Pandora mode now, right?
Yeah.
Is this what this whole Pandora mode's about?
Yes.
Ah, so what's Pandora about?
It's a tag team battle, I think, from what I gather, and then let's say you're losing, you can kill your tag team partner to give you, I think, more health and more power and energy.
So, if you and I are close, your case in point, it's like, fuck, I pulled off the unbeatable combo. Like, I'm halfway through there. Your meter's fucking, you're dropping. You hit the Pandora mode, you're like, fuck it. I know that I'm just as good as this guy. He just got the move off first. So what happens is it sacrifices your alpha player. Your beta player tags in, but now he comes in all black with these fucking, like, just, it's a dope graphic, dude. It's the way they design is fucking beautiful. So what happens is it breaks that attack by killing off your first, your alpha player. Now you come in doubly charged. You're fucking super duper.
Ready to go.
Stats are off the chart.
You're pumped, yeah.
But only for like 10 seconds.
So you have a chance to pull off your unbeatable move and kick this guy's ass.
Right.
He does the same thing.
Right. Okay. So it's kind of, that's the Pandora move. They've opened up Pandora's box, and the thing is, it's like, you know, all right, pluck you. You got the move off. I'm going to break this combo by...
Proves my point to the team, but exactly. But, okay, I like
by
that.
By successfully...
Prove your point?
It does. Why would you put that fucking into a game if that wasn't the case?
He just said it in the game because it's another thing to put into the game. I don't know if Jeff's describing it correctly as far as, like...
Could you, you pull up... It's exactly the same. Like, guy got the move off first.
Well, no, that's the move.
Nothing
not
I can do.
The move.
Let me take my guy out so I can get them back.
No, let's just say in the battle, you happen to be losing. This will help you to maybe even the score so you can pull out a win from what would have been a loss. It's
very
not
good.
Because somebody
very
puts
good.
In an unmovable,
unbeatable move.
Fucking move.
So know? Street Fighter is your ultimate fighting
Love
game?
Street Fighter, yeah. Street Fighter.
I would say Mortal Kombat would be my...
Mine
like,
was
but not
Soul
Love.
Soul Edge.
Oh, Soul Calibur's amazing.
Soul Edge, Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually like the original Soul Blade from like PS1. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that you could break the weapons on that. And
oh, yeah.
So wish they would bring that back.
That's
why I like the...
Heidi and I used to fucking play that.
It's like if you had somebody that was just turtling and blocking and shit, you could just beat their weapon and all of a sudden their weapon's gone.
Yeah.
But they actually had pretty good hand-to-hand in there.
Heidi, we have a friend named Heidi who works over at BioWare and she's kind of heading up the...
I know Heidi.
We have a friend, Heidi. All of us have a friend. She's over at BioWare, and she's doing the fucking Star Wars game right now. And her and I used to play all day. We'd fucking get high and play video games all day before we had jobs, real jobs. Well, I still don't have a real job. Heidi actually fucking got a real job. And we would just play all day, and we would just fucking break each other's weapons and talk shit and reach over and mash other buttons, you know, like really fucking good stuff. So you're into it. Do you buy video games?
I do. In fact, the only games I think I will buy are the fighting ones. And obviously, like, Call of Duty and shit.
So would you buy the new
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, I was kind of upset because I was like, oh, shit, did this already come out? Oh, God, I got to drop $60. Ah! But I didn't. I did buy, what was it, Marvel Capcom 3,
mm-hmm.
which I thought that was going to be amazing. It's good, but it's not great.
But, see, that's another one where they have, like,
it's like a three-person tag team battle.
A 40-hit combo.
Yeah. Those combos can be annoying.
No. I like the Mortal Kombat. I like the fatalities.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing about Mortal Kombat, though, too, that I really liked about over Street Fighter and other fighting games is that the moves translated to the different characters. You didn't have to learn a specific set of moves for every single character. Five of the characters had the same moves.
Yeah, that's kind
of
what...
These five of the characters had the same moves.
So
you could group them together
moves.
Mentally and be like, okay, you know, if I'm playing these guys... Yeah, I can use the same movesets, and then the fatalities were all, you know, entertaining, you know, for one, and rewarding.
Yeah.
And I got the new one with the downloadable content, Freddy Krueger.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's fucking
Speaking of games, you know you can, like, get a whole bunch of these games on your iPad now. Well, you don't have an iPad yet.
Yes, I'm hoping to get one.
You know what?
Soon. I'm dying.
Ram has a fucking Galaxy Tab. He fucking loves it. And for me, I use them for what I think... For me, they're book readers that can jump on the internet, that can play fucking MP3s, that you can watch TV on and look at your email.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good for a book reader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people get these things and want to make them their primary, like, personal computing type of thing. And unless you're just reading email, fine. Go ahead. But if you do anything more than that,
well, I don't know, man, because Intel just announced that they're having a new line of processors for the new generation of tabs that are coming out.
Okay, but PC tabs?
Windows-based tabs, yes.
Yeah, Windows-based tabs.
Yeah, and so that's going to open a whole new level of what you can do with a tab.
Well, dude, the Android-based, Window-based fucking tablets.
Well, that's the struggle that I'm having right now is between the iPad and just regular tablets because me, I'm more, I want to be able to write scripts on my tablet because it's bringing a laptop to write a script to me is pretentious and I fucking hate it. I hate bringing out my laptop at a coffee shop to write
script.
But that's what I like to write.
Sure.
So I'm torn between what I like to do and being a pretentious prick writing the scripts in a coffee shop.
How can you say it's pretentious when that's what you like to do
and that's where
you like to write?
It's just...
Because you look like a douchebag.
I feel like a douchebag.
You're in douchebag territory.
But I'm not a douchebag. But see, that's what I'm kind of struggling with. Because, like, what I want to use, a book reader, for one, because I want to be reading a lot more. And I don't because I don't want to fucking carry books around with me. I ride a motorcycle, you know. Two, music.
Yeah.
You know, got to play some music. Three, some light gaming, you know. But I'm more interested in the tablets that are going to be able to run things like Star Wars. you know, the online multiplayer games, things like that. You know, well, because to me, that is going to open up a whole new world of gaming. Once you get the tablets involved in that online multiplayer stuff.
Well, online.
You don't have any. Well, how are you going to control shit with the tablet?
Two ways.
It's all, you ever play Diablo?
No.
Dude.
Okay, first of all, one, your eye touch, first of all, works as a controller for your iPad. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
So you can play controller type games with your iPod synced to your iTouch.
Or Xbox types controller that Bluetooth.
So now you need any two Bluetooth computers to play one game. You need an iPod Touch and an iPad.
Well, yeah. Or you use a controller. Or there's the touchpad on the... It's like, you know, it's funny because when we all worked on Lineage, really, it's that's a click game.
It's touch.
It's a click game. So you mouse over something, click on it, you just fucking touch.
MMOs are made for that. You know, it's like, it'd be perfect for the tablet. That's what I'm like, dude, once you can get fucking WoW or, like I said, Star Wars into that, because basically it's just... To me, it's more inherited because you don't have the mouse lag, you know, and you're touching the actual asset that you want. So you can cast this spell, you touch that spell, you know what I mean? So it's there. It's just having the processor.
What platform do you want? Again, this whole OnLive thing, when you go to fucking OnLive.com, you download the app, you're able to remote into a PC, into their servers.
I did a little reading on that, though, but it looks like it's limited on the amount of games, too, that you can play on for touch pads. You know, like, you can't play Arkham Asylum on your iPad. Even though that gives the impression that's what you can do, I was looking at it because
you need the controller.
You need to be able to have a controller.
Controller.
A Bluetooth controller. Yeah. And I think they make some for iPads. Bluetooth
controller, that's fine.
It's a Bluetooth controller. Yeah. You know, but, again, it's kind of like, you know what, then you need, obviously you need, like, a stand for it.
Yeah, where are you going to put it? I mean, that's the whole thing.
It's but the great thing about iPads, too, though, but they are, like, something that you can put on your lap, you know, and this is a great viewing angle, you know, if you're sitting on the subway or something like that, you know.
Sitting there with a controller thing on your lap. Yeah.
Right. You know, and that, to me, would be kind of okay for me, you know, because I'm used to that. You know, or even doing something like this, where I'm just controlling it from here.
So the whole online thing is you can now do Assassin's Creed, you can do all these new fucking games that are coming out. And now they've got one for Windows application. So if you are a staunch Windows-based user, but you have an iPad, which makes no sense, you can now log in to their servers and have a remote desktop and work within that Windows space. You know, so.
But I think it's also too for Androids. It works on Androids because Androids aren't Windows, technically Windows based. Yeah, they're Android.
Sure, it does. It works. It works more for that. But there's a closer. Jump from Android and that whole
to Android's
G1.
But
Chrome.
I mean, right now it's CES time. I mean, I want to avoid talking about that. And there's been some huge announcements about Microsoft and what they're going with as far as they're releasing a new Windows OS coming out.
Is it going to be closer to fucking OS X yet? Have they successfully ripped off OS X?
They're talking more like integration, like home integration. Mm-hmm. So, like, your PC is going to talk to your Xbox, is going to talk to your refrigerator, is going to talk to your
turn on your lights. And
yeah, they're talking about that kind of stuff.
Smart
and,
house.
They're actually releasing a Windows Connect type system for home use.
Really?
For the PC. Connect for the PC, not for the Xbox.
To do anymore. What?
So you can do Connect type stuff on your computer.
Yeah, you
don't need an Xbox anymore. You can do it on the computer.
Actually, one of the animation softwares that I'm looking at, since you want to start creating some of this animated content, you might want to look into getting one of these systems where it's through Reillusion. Reillusion has a bunch of things where it's like, if I made you some 3D characters that you wanted, what you do then is you rig it through the Kinect, and it will take your body, it will auto-rig these 3D characters. It will fucking skin it, rig it, the whole thing. So now, when you're standing in front of the Kinect, dancing around or whatever, walking in place, it will do that for these 3D avatars. So now you can like actually animate yourself without having to hand animate or whatever.
That's nice.
Yeah, pretty nice.
Motion tracking for your home.
Motion tracking for home.
And yeah, so that's a recent Microsoft announcement about so Kinect for your PCs, so you can be.
Yeah.
So probably even more less.
Kinect for your PCs, games for your fucking iMac, iPads, and Windows stuff for your Mac, iPads via remote through OnLive.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Amazing time we live in.
The future was yesterday.
Yeah, I've Star got Trek a, is here. I've got a model coming in pretty soon for a photo shoot, so if you guys want to pile in the closet and be really quiet...
You can just watch.
You can watch.
Awesome.
Or you guys got to leave.
Yeah, I got to go to bed. I gotta
get some sleep. Too.
All
right. Yeah. So, I
guys, sleep. Right, so have a good one. Awesome. Yeah, Alien Cyborg signing off from the secret location somewhere in the City of Angels.
Area 51.
It's not that secure.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Awesome.
Peace out.
Yeah, awesome. Thank
awesome.
You.
No worries, Petey, Pat. Petey, Pat.
That was good. I like that stuff. Good stuff. About time we got it in.
That's what she said.